all this conversation we've had here about purpose, what are you and I going to do right now so that you have a greater sense of meaning? Well, one is, I don't need you to just go out and create this grandiose purpose and write pages and pages and pages. I think that the simplest things can be the most powerful things. So if you can now, close your eyes and think about what you want to be when you were going to grow up. Go back to a time when you're 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. What'd you want to be back then? What'd you want to do? Who were your role models? And why did you want to be that? Think about it just for a second in your head as I'm saying this. You might want to write a few of these things down. In fact, pretty soon you're definitely going to want to write things down. So it might be good to stop the tape right here and just think about what your purpose is and pull out a piece of paper and a pen or a little computer and let's work together on this for a second. What were some of the things you wanted to be when you were growing up, when you were a little kid? I remember one of the first things I wanted to be was an archaeologist. Now, whatever you wanted to be, here's the question I want to ask you. Why did you want to be that? In other words, what was the feeling you were hoping to get from that? What were the sensations? What were you wanting to be and do? What were you wanting to get from that? And when I think back on it, I think about what I really want to be as an archaeologist is I wanted to discover things. I mean, that was the biggest thing. I wanted to discover things that had not been discovered before, something new, something unique, something different. And I wanted to share that with people. I wanted to be a person who went out and discovered and then shared that discovery with others. And you know what's interesting? I'm doing that today. I'm just not sticking my head in the sand and doing it. I'm doing it by sticking my head in other people's brains and finding out what makes them tick and find out what makes me tick and then sharing some of that. But that feeling, that same feeling that I wanted then, I found a way to do it today in a new way. And so I challenge you to think about what was it you really wanted from that. Then think of something else you wanted to be when you're growing up. I wanted to also be a police artist later on. Remember that? You know those guys that draw those pictures, you know, and show people and catch the bad guys? And why did I want to do that? What did I want to get from that? Oh, gosh. I thought about it. I said, well, I wanted to create. I wanted to be creative, and I wanted to help people. I wanted to help people do the right things. I wanted to get people out of their pain. I wanted to catch the bad guys. But most importantly, I wanted to create and help people. And guess what? I found a way to do that today, different than I originally thought, but the same purpose is there. Now, maybe it's not the same purpose for you for all the things you want to do. Maybe they have a common thread, or maybe they're different threads that are important. What else did you want to be when you're growing up, and why did you want it? What feelings did you hope it would give you? What did you hope would come from it? Think for a second. I'll give you another one of mine while you're thinking, try and trigger you. What else I wanted to do? Well, I wanted to definitely be a rock star. I wanted to be able to entertain people, to change their emotional states, to use my voice and my face and my body to give people more passion in their lives. And now I've found another way to do that. Plus, I get to work with some of these people. The other day, I got a chance to go to the Aerosmith concert. I kind of grew up listening to those guys. And I found out that Steven Tyler and some of these guys are fans of mine as well. Went backstage and I met Tim Collins, who's their manager, and he told me a phenomenal story. He said that years ago in the early 80s, when Aerosmith was in really bad shape, the guys were hooked on heroin and they were losing everything financially and the group had broken up, that he decided he was going to turn it around. And he read two books, Think and Grow Rich and a little book called Unlimited Power. And he said that what he learned there gave him the inspiration and some of the tools and strategies to get himself off heroin and coke. And then he did a group intervention and helped the other guys do the same. And these guys are now on a mission. They're totally clean. And they're Evian water drinking guys that are out there sharing their rock and roll and their message. And they're doing it healthfully. I got a chance to meet Steven Tyler, who's just an incredible guy. I mean, these guys have been touring for 23 years, giving their all passionately every day. I feel like they're brothers. And it was really interesting because he said, you know, I watch you on TV all the time. I feel like we're walking the same path, you know. And he said, I listen to your tapes. And he said, we really have the same mission. He said, you know, do you think you'd get together with us and do a gig for us? I said, what do you mean? He said, well, like, you know, the guys on the weekend. Could you maybe, like, do your gig for us so we could all participate on the weekend? I started laughing. I pinched myself. I said, oh, cool. Now I get to do a gig for Aerosmith. I'm not out there rock and rolling, but sort of I am. I'm working with the rock and rollers. So it was fun. So my point is, maybe you're not doing what you originally envisioned, but maybe you'll find a way to do it even better if you have some faith. Maybe if you keep developing yourself and you know at least the emotion you want, the contribution you want to create, you'll find a better way. Most importantly, before you can find the way, you got to know the essence of what it is you really want. What is that purpose? That's what I'm really asking you about. Now, with your eyes closed again, think about a situation in your life when you felt like you were really on a roll. You know the kind of situation I'm talking about where you just felt incredibly good. You had great feelings where things were just flowing and things were effortless. When you thought to yourself, wow, I love this. This is what life's about. I love this. This is it. This is it. This is what life is really about. Can you remember a time like that in your life at any age, young or old, where you really felt like you're in that flow? You thought, this is it. This is what life's about. Think of a situation like that right now. Remember that time. Step back into your mind, back into your body like you were then. And look through your own eyes as you were then when you felt like this is what life's about. And see what you saw. Hear what you heard. What were you doing? What were you feeling? What were the states you were in? What were you experiencing? Yeah, think about it. And tell me, what is it? And was there anything in common with this with some of the other things you wanted to have in your life, the feelings you wanted to have? Maybe you wanted to grow or create or contribute or discover or expand or challenge. What is it? Love. What were the feelings and what were you doing? And then when you get a sense of what that was, then think about this. Think of another situation in your life. Think of a second one when you felt like you were on a roll at some other point in your life, when things were flowing. When you felt, this is it, this is what life's about, I love this. Think of another time like that and step into that situation as well. Step into it right now. As you step in that situation, look around, see what you saw then, hear what you heard then, feel what you were feeling then. What was happening in that moment? Not just what you were doing. Notice what you were doing. Were you creating or writing or speaking or communicating or manufacturing something or studying or learning? Or what were you doing? But also, how were you feeling? What were the states you're in? And what were you doing for others if they were involved? Were other people involved? What was the process? How were you being and what were you doing? Feel it in your body. Is there anything that is similar between this and the last experience? Or anything about this that's similar between this and the feelings that you wanted from those things you wanted to be when you were going to grow up? That's it. Notice it and capture not only the idea of this, but the feeling as well. Now, one more time. Think of something else. Another time at any age when you felt like you were on a major roll. Things were really flowing, when you felt incredible, when you felt like, I love this. This is what life's really about. This is it. Think of another situation like that right now. And as you step into that situation right now, notice, what were you doing? What were you creating? What were you sharing? What were you feeling? And feeling these feelings, think about the purpose of your life. If you were going to say it in a simple phrase, not even paragraphs and paragraphs, simple phrase or a sentence or two, and you're going to write down, the purpose of my life is to what? And if you're going to do it, and you're going to have a couple simple criteria. One is it's got to be stated positive. Not the purpose of my life is to stop all the horrible things in the world. No, something positive. Something stated in the positive. And if it was going to be something brief, and if it was going to be something emotionally charged in terms of its words for you, and it has to have how you're going to be as a person and what are you going to do, and it's got to include not just other people, like I'm going to change other people's lives or I'm going to make the world better for other people. You got to be in your own mission statement. You got to be your own purpose statement. You got to be in there too, and other people. Don't just have the purpose of my life is for me to be happy, because we're all connected. So if it's you and others, being and doing, brief and short, what is the purpose of your life? What is it? Right now, what comes out of your head? Not the right answer, not the perfect answer, just the answer. The purpose of your life is to be and do what for yourself and others? Just say it out loud. Just say it. Don't even write it down at first. If you got pen and paper, then write it down. Purpose of my life is to what? Say it again. Try something. Keep changing it. And if you write it down each time, it'll give you better. So I'd prefer if you wrote it down. But just come up with something. The purpose of my life, for me, Tony Robbins, is to serve God and my fellow man by being a powerful, loving, passionate, outrageous, courageous, strong, playful, crazy example of the unlimited possibilities that God gives when you commit your life to service, when you're really focused on contribution. That's what my life's about. I know it. I feel it. I can change the words slightly here and there, but I know the essence of my life. And you've got to know what that is for you. That is what will help you to make the decisions. That'll give you the motivation to get up early and stay up late. That'll make you connect with people in a way you've never connected before, but you got to know what it is. And it's got to be more than just you. You and others got to be brief. It's got to be emotional. It's got to be intense. So go do it right now. Turn off the tape and just start writing like crazy. What is the purpose of your life? And when you write something, write another thing. Cross it out and write another one. Keep writing it better and better until you got something you like, then to turn the tape back on. Go for it. Do it now. The purpose of your life is to what? You did turn this tape off, didn't you? You're not just sitting there thinking, come on, if you write it out, it'll be better with more precision. Turn it off. And if you're on your way back, then just ignore the last sentence. Welcome back. Now, do you got something you really like? I hope so. Now, I know it's not the end all and be all, and it better not be perfect, or I'm going to come through this tape and grab you. Your job is not to be perfect. It's to be excellent. Perfection can never really be achieved anyway. If you're truly a perfectionist, then it's never perfect. But it's getting better all the time. So what is the purpose of your life? And how does it feel when you think about, this is the purpose of my life? Now, let me give you one other criteria. Did you write it so you can only achieve it once you die? If so, change it. Because we don't want you to have to die to achieve your purpose, which is what some people have. It should be something you can experience every day. You know, whatever you do, whether you're just sitting at the lunch counter, you're walking through a grocery store, you're going and conducting your business, I don't care what it is. It should be something you can feel. And you got to find what that is for you and how to language that, at least for now, so you know the goal of the game. With that, your life takes on a whole nother dimension. So as you go out over the next month, try something. Take this purpose statement and keep it in front of you. Put it in the system you use for managing your time and keeping your to-do list. Put it up on the wall nearby. And as you look at it each day, don't just write it and forget about it. Think about it each day. How can I live my purpose more? And when you go to make a decision about doing something and you're not sure why you're doing it, you can always go back to your purpose. You can do it going into a meeting. You don't know why you're going to the meeting? Ah, I'm going to the meeting. I'm going to be powerful, loving, passionate, outrageous, playful. I'm going to inspire people to see what's possible if we really serve all the people around us. That's not hard to figure out. You have a guiding principle. No matter what happens, principles don't change. The essence of who you are will not change. The environment may change. The vehicles may change. But what's inside of you won't.